Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, rock and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Always enjoy when my next guest is able to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And he has a new team, a new home. That's with the Washington Commanders. Austin Eckler, kind enough to join us once again. Austin, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations. How you been?
I've been great, man. Thanks for having me back on. And looking forward to my new opportunity out here on the East Coast.
But what stood out to you about this opportunity with the Commanders? Why the Commanders?
Yeah, it really comes down to a few things. When you're going through free agency, really, okay, who has the most interest and why? There's a few teams that were interested. Some of them had some scenarios where it was like, okay, that's probably not going to be the best fit for Austin as far as, hey, they already have someone who's really the dominant starter in that scenario. And then also, hey, like, where would Austin fit in as far as the ecosystem of the offense, what kind of offense they have? And when Washington, you know, was in the mix of there, you know, they had kind of a tandem situation with their backs, you know, last year, and they parted ways with one of them, you know, Brian Robinson, coming off of a pretty solid year as well. But hey, like, there's an opportunity to go out there, continue that tandem type backfield, and then also a new coaching staff coming in as well. So new opportunity to really go establish yourself in a new culture, hopefully that's looking forward and you know, in a backfield where, hey, you can get some playing time and also make an impact and help the team win games.
But we know Dan Quinn is not new to this league. He's been a head coach before. The last few seasons, he's been the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys. I know that you guys are allowed to get together now and start your season a little bit earlier than other teams because of having a new coach in place. What have been the early impressions so far, you being in the league, playing for a few head coaches of Dan Quinn so far?
Yeah, well, I've actually never been on a different team, but when the first time I walked in, it was the entire coaching staff and a boombox of music, and they were all getting hype and cheering at like 6:30 in the morning. So you could say that they're trying to bring some energy, and they are bringing some energy, and it's been felt for the first, you know, couple of days that we've been out here. So looking forward to see how that plays out as we get going through here OTAs. But it's a good start so far.
How do you think you fit in to this Cliff Kingsbury offense? Like, what do you think you could still bring to the Commanders?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we do have a coordinator that, hey, is going to put us in the best position. That's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to put your guys and their talents in the best position to make plays. And so what does that mean? Well, for me, for instance, my best time is usually around the red zone area. You know, I score a lot of touchdowns, you know, in the screen game. As far as the run game, you know, off tackle, you know, running off the edge, that's been my bread and butter for a while now. And so it just comes down, hey, how do you utilize the team and the talent that we have? And so I'm hoping that he's going to be doing the same, looking at all of our players, put us in positions, you know, with different packages, moving guys around. We got some new guys in on the offense. So that's what it comes down to in this league. It's not a cookie cutter league where, hey, this is my offense, this is what we're going to run. If you do that, you're probably going to get in trouble, unless you have the perfect offense, which no offense is perfect, you know, and you have injuries and things like that. So you have to be able to adjust on the fly. So it's hard to tell, you know, hey, preseason, before we even played a snap, you know, how we're going to do. I know, I think it comes down to how well do you adjust throughout the season. So
we always know you have a big chip on your shoulder, knowing your background and knowing your story. Does the doubters, do they still fuel you? Because, you know, after last season, people are going to say just the nature of the position, Austin Eckler starting to decline. Does that still motivate you, or are you just kind of numb to it at this point?
No, I mean, I've never really supported any of the doubters' energy. I have enough supporters out there that I feed off of. You know, me being my number one supporter was just most important. And, you know, it was a decision for me. It's like, okay, hey, like,
that's always the best supporter, by the way.
Hey, if you lose that supporter, it's time to do something else. So let me tell you that right now. But yeah, you're always going to have the backlash. It's a sports, man. Like, you got to have some thick skin to be in, especially at the professional level, because you step wrong one time and everyone's on your head on social media with no repercussions, right? They can say whatever the heck they want to say. And trust me, they do. And it goes both ways. You know, you're going to get a lot of support and love if you're doing well, but then the opposite the other way. But as an athlete, you stay true to yourself, true to who you are, true to your core values. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing here. I'm going to continue to put myself in a position to try to be the best I can possibly be, make the biggest impact that I can. And yeah, you're going to have some up and down years. You try to have more up years than down years, but can't let it get to you if, you know, you have a little slip up or mishap.
I know you know the business of the NFL is a little bit bizarre now, knowing that the Commanders in all likelihood are going to take a quarterback number two overall in this draft and just trying to figure out who that guy's going to be and all the speculation that occurs with that.
You're asking if it's bizarre?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty normal for situations where, you know, teams are, you know, putting themselves in a position where, hey, we didn't have the best year. We just traded away the guy that played quarterback for us. So I think that's something that you've seen, you know, play out several times in the NFL where teams are positioned to take in a quarterback. You know, we brought in some other quarterbacks too to, you know, compete for that position as well. And, you know, in the NFL, you know, money does talk. So if you're a first round pick, especially top two, you're probably going to have some priority and get a few more reps, but still going to be an open opportunity to see who the best guy in that room is. And look, the quarterback position is something that has continued to evolve as far as the importance and, you know, being able to protect these guys. And, you know, now they're getting paid, you know, crazy amounts. Well, they've always gotten paid crazy amounts, but it comes down to, hey, look, the reason they're getting paid that much is because you're probably going to have a decent one to at least make a run into the playoffs if you're going to have a chance. So that's where we're at right now. I saw, you know, Justin Herbert as a rookie and what we were able to do. I saw, you know, CJ Stroud last year take his team to playoffs. So whoever's in that position, you know, whether it's a rookie or whether these other guys, I'm looking forward to being in that backfield with them and making plays and doing our best to make a run.
Since you've done this before, what do you think it's important for whoever that rookie quarterback is that comes in the second overall pick of the draft to really understand and really get when you're talking about going from a college kid to then being pretty much a face of a franchise and a big voice in that locker room early on?
Yeah, you know, the voice, I think, comes and goes. It depends on who it is. You know, if you have the voice coming in and you use it, absolutely, that's invited. But I think a lot of these guys, you know, come into the NFL locker room or the people that I've been around as far as rookies, and it takes a while for people to kind of get out of their shell just because it's such a big pressure put on you as an organization. It's like, hey, you are the face now. And you're like, whoa, like you're around some of these guys that are 10 years older than you, you know, have kids and a 401k, you know, you know, as a, well, shoot, maybe these athletes do now with the NIL money. But especially the quarterback, but you know, it comes and goes with who it is. Who are you? What's your personality? But what has to happen is you have to totally buy in that, hey, this is your offense. You have to lead us out there. It doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be, you know, the rah-rah guy, but you definitely got to know, hey, get us lined up. Know what you got as far as your responsibilities, just like all of us do. It's no different from any other position, but quarterback position, you have the ball in your hands every single time. So it's going to be really obvious if you don't know or if you're not bought into the scheme and all of that. So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for a good teammate and someone who's ready just to immerse themselves in the playbook.
Maybe it's just because it's recent, but we've seen, right, Saquon go over to the Eagles this year, and that's going to be a tough combination with Jalen Hurts and Saquon. Lamar Jackson gets Derrick Henry. That's going to be a matchup nightmare for defenses. You know, I think of your strengths and then Brian's strengths as well, running the football too and catching the football. I kind of think Jaden Daniels would be fun and would bring an explosive feel if that's the pick with the second overall pick with the Commanders. What do you think about that?
Look, I haven't looked at any of these quarterbacks out here. So, you know, whoever you say, regardless, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Like I said, I care that they come in, they're a good teammate, and then they immerse themselves in the playbook in the locker room. And so that's what'll be my job. As a vet, it'll be my job to continue to encourage these guys and help them stay in the right position and go in the right direction. So whoever it is, you know, I invite it.
You get the business side of this. You've been very outspoken and honest about the running back position and where it's at right now. I'm just curious, were you surprised how many guys got deals, even though they're not the numbers that you guys probably want? And, you know, it should be more. Were you surprised how quickly a lot of these running backs did go off the board? Because I kind of thought, if I'm just being honest with you, Austin Eckler, it was going to be a slow, long, patient game. And I was surprised how quickly these guys did go off the board.
Yeah, the thing that I'm advocating for is just getting guys an opportunity to get their free agent deal when they're a free agent, when they're on the last year. It's not, look, the numbers are what they are. Hey, you're going to get paid based off the market. There's a lot of timing that plays itself into it. There's a lot of, hey, how much of an impact did you have? So I'm not saying, oh, our numbers should be higher. Would I like them to be 100%, but should they be? I think there's a lot of factors that we can't necessarily control as running backs that play into that. But what I would like to see different is the franchise tag. I think it just, you come off, you know, Josh Jacobs is the example I'll never forget. Comes off of his best year ever, 1,600 rushing yards, that, you know, leads the NFL in rushing, you know, has a bunch of touchdowns as well. And then you tag him with the franchise tag. It doesn't give him an opportunity to go and get in the free market like he just did. And so you put him in an artificial number. You don't get to negotiate it, and it's only a one-year deal. So if you go out there and something catastrophic happens, you know, either good or bad, good, they can come and franchise you again. You don't get back on the market. Or if it's something bad happens, like now you don't have any, you know, longevity as far as that you know, your career there with that team. And so that's what I'm really an advocate for. It's not just running backs. It's just being able to get on the market. If you do a really good job at your job, you crush it, you just finish your contract year, boom, what do you want? You want an opportunity to go see who has interest in you. So that's what I'm an advocate of. I really hate the franchise tag.
Do you think, though, that's the new norm? Because you see a guy like Saquon, I know they put some incentives in there. You saw Josh Jacobs put some incentives and they played that year on the franchise tag in all things considered, and then it was the next year where they go cash it and get what they could have got. Do you think that's going to continue to be a trend here moving forward?
I hope not. I don't even want to put that type of energy that it's going to be. I really hope not. I really hope, you know, we're allowing those guys, just like, you know, we see in so many other scenarios where, hey, you're a free agent. Hey, go ahead and go out there and get your deal. And so I hope we see more of that.
Yeah, you're always a fun conversation, and this is why I like getting you on the show. I this could be a little bit of a bizarre question, but I'm sure you've thought about it because you're still focused on being a football player. What do you plan to do once you do retire? Because I'm very curious what the future is for Austin Ekeler after football, because I think you're going to be a star in whatever you do.
Yeah, you know, the shine of my life is football. You know, that's the thing that people see the most right now when they think of Austin Ekeler. They think of probably fantasies or, you know, sports betting or something like that. And so there's a lot of unseen things that I've been developing as well. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Like, that is what I went to school for. I went to school for business. Didn't even know I was going to be in the NFL until my junior year. I was like, hey, my coach is like, hey, you have an opportunity to go play. I was like, oh, really? I should probably look into that. And so my first love was being in the business world and really building. And so that's what I've been doing, you know, alongside my football career. I've been building businesses. I have a couple teams that I work with now, building an app called Experience, building a website called Pro Athlete Ventures. I have my foundation as well. I have a couple shows, one with Yahoo called Ekeler's Edge. And so really, I just want to continue to make an impact. That is my goal. So I feel like I'm doing that now. So what am I going to do after football? The same thing I'm doing now. Try to make as big of an impact in the society as I possibly can. And what I mean by that is put resources into the community or give resources out there that people can utilize to make what seems like their life in a better situation than it is right now. Whether that's monetarily, educational, whether that's physically, because I do weight rooms with my foundation. And so all aspects of impact, that's where I'm at.
Wrapping up with Austin Ekeler, I'm just curious with how plugged in you are. I know this doesn't have to do anything with the Commanders, but when you saw the news today that Stephon Diggs got traded to the Texans, how'd you kind of process that one?
I randomly saw that, and I was like, is that real? Because there's some memes out there. You know, the meme page, you got to be careful. Sometimes you get some info, you're like, I don't know if that's real. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's some things that you can't hear or see that are happening in the front office or the relationship with the player and the team. And, you know, if they're not aligned, they have that option. And, you know, in some instances, it's, hey, both sides wanted to make a change. And whatever the situation is, it happened. So, hey, CJ Stroud got himself another weapon out there. So good for him.
I know that you're excited for this new opportunity, and I'm sure that you thought that this could definitely be an option that you'd be leaving the Chargers. I think I said that to you at the Super Bowl, that I didn't expect that they were going to bring you back with a new regime coming on in. Is it like bittersweet? How do you kind of look at the transitional process of leaving a place that you called home and now starting this new journey somewhere else?
Yeah, I think bittersweet is a good thing, is a good descriptive word for it. Just because bitter, because man, like that was where I started. That's where I've been for the last 7 years. That's who really helped me get my start, you know, coming up as an undrafted free agent and really making my way in the NFL. But also I think there's the sweet side of it where it's like, look, I am, you know, very forward looking. And for me, this looks like another opportunity to be in a new market, be in a new environment, to be able to be in a place where, hey, you got to recompete, you know, and you got to adapt you know, with a new set of coaches, new set of, you know, players. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to go out there and adapt and compete, because I think that helps, you know, in any opportunity that you can find that in your life. I think it really helps you become a better version of yourself because you've been through a little bit more. And this is a new wrinkle for me where I'm going to have to move my life from one coast to the other, move my family and everyone out here. And just as a man, I think the more you can do that and adapt, and the quicker you can do that and have those stories and those experiences, I think the more well-rounded you'll be and more prepared for, you know, the future of life and educating the people around you as well.
Now, I know that none of this is foreign, but there's still a human side of it. To see this era, though, end, you know, Keenan Allen now on the Bears, Mike Williams getting his Taylor Ham with the Jets, and now you with the Commanders. Do you guys kind of, you know, interact, even though still that chapter of being teammates together with the Chargers? Have you guys, like, had conversations? Just wondering.
No, we haven't had a conversation, but I do have one of my teammates that I came in with, Mike Davis. He was also that. So the last of the 17 class, that was Mike Williams, me, and Michael Davis. Michael Davis and I were both undrafted. And Michael Davis is now here with me with the Commanders. So there's still the legacy of us two lives on, you know, beyond the Chargers. But yeah, it's going to be interesting watching that whole team with all the new faces, new coaching. I know they get a new practice facility too. I'm a little jealous of that. And they're moving up into the brand new thing up in you know, El Segundo there. So I'm happy for them. I really am. I'm really happy. I really respect the organization and how they helped me get my start. And, you know, I'm hoping the best for them unless we play them. And so I'll be watching from afar. Absolutely.
Last thing I'll ask you, for so many years, the culture with Daniel Snyder running the team was so negative. Now a new owner, Josh Harris. I don't know if you've had any interactions, and I know it's only been a few days since you've been really allowed to get into the facility, but how about the culture? Do you sense that this is a positive place to be in now?
Yeah, from my experience, it has been so far, and I've talked to some of the, you know, the players that have been around, and, you know, I've just heard stories, and, you know, we don't need to get into the weeds on that in here, but it seems like there's a good energy that is going in a forward direction, which is great. And I hope I can help, you know, add some of that to this. I know we have some other veterans that we brought in as well that I know are doing the same. So look, I don't know what's been, you know, here. All I know is now, and right now is an opportunity to make this, you know, better than it was in the past. And so I'm going to try to, like I said, to contribute to that. And hopefully we can get this reputation for this team, not only on the field, but in the community in the right direction.
Well, good luck. We appreciate the time as always. Always enjoy our conversations with you.
Likewise, my friend. Likewise. Look forward to the next time.
You got it. We'll definitely do that. There he is, Austin Ekeler, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, getting ready to embark on his new journey with the Washington Commanders. All righty, we'll take a timeout. When we come on back, saw a little Wemby versus Nikola Jokic last night. Who's the biggest draw in the NBA right now? If I say you could go see anyone in the NBA, give you a free ticket, you go see any player, who would that player be? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You could always interact with the show on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Zach Gelb, that's ZACHGELB, and we're streaming live, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Update time, here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.